Blog Talk Radio.
Definitely, when you think about the fact that we already have had our first African-American president, I think this is really an era of progression in American politics, and we could set the stage for really set an example for the rest of the world. If we have our first African-American president and then immediately follow that with our first woman president, that would just be amazing.
I think it would be really interesting to have yet another legacy of, like, continuing the Clintons. Like, we've had multiple Bushes, like, having another Clinton, like, having just that continued legacy seems kind of weird. But, I mean, Hillary is an amazing woman. She's done so much. And the idea of having a woman as president is really exciting.
Unfortunately, we still have 947 days, 4 hours, 56 minutes, and 15 seconds, and counting, left of this godforsaken Obama nightmare. I vote for impeachment. I'm not going to stop with that impeachment. I'm sorry, but I cannot sit here and sugarcoat anything. No more sugarcoating nothing anymore. No more free passes. I don't care what you're doing now with all your committees there, Mr. Issa. I don't care. By you allowing this president to get an open checkbook, sign as many checks as he wants, does whatever the hell he wants, just so the Republicans can say, I told you so, and they can win the 2014 midterm elections. Well, that's not what this is about. Your job in Congress is not to win re-election. You may think that's what your job is, but that's not what it's about. If you are doing your job, well, you don't really have to campaign that much. You've already done your job. You can prove it. People like you, they'll vote you back in. But anymore, if you don't do your job, They don't care. People don't know. They don't care. Oh, you're a Democrat. Oh, okay, you get my vote. Okay. We shouldn't be having parties anyway. I'm a firm believer. I can't stand parties. Never did, never will. Never been a member of a party. I never will. I want to once vote on an individual. I don't want to vote on a party. What does that mean? That means if I vote this particular way, I have to agree with everything that this so-called party has come up with, all the rules, all the guidelines, all the ways to think, all the people to like, all the people not to like. I mean, the right is just as bad as the left. People are people. We need to stop that. We're Americans. I know. I'm a pain in the ass when it comes to this little document that I got in my hand. It's called the Constitution. But there's a lot of good stuff in here, especially when it deals with, like, freedom and liberties and, you know, that kind of common defense, general welfare, you know. Stuff like that, you know. We have to follow this Constitution too, not just the government, not just the law enforcement. We have to follow it too, but before we can follow it, we must first understand it. Now, do I understand everything about the Constitution? Obviously, no. But I know enough. I know enough to have an intelligent conversation on the document. I know that. I may not be able to tell you exactly when this particular word was written and why it was written and what chapter of law did this. I mean, come on, I don't need to know that. I don't need to know that. I don't need to know the stupid gory details. What I do need to know is when I'm going to get all this stuff that's in here back. That's what I want to know. Speaking of getting back... God, we haven't even gotten underway yet. Let's get this freedom ship underway here. Make it all official here. Let's go. There we are. We're officially underway and headed out to sea. Now the boats are making shift colors. All right. Justina Pelletier is finally free tomorrow. It should have been immediate. I know I'm being a pain in the ass. I should be grateful she's getting home tomorrow. But no. Now. Why it took so long, I don't know. But finally, this judge finally gave an order. I wonder if he's going to keep this one like he didn't do the last one. A Massachusetts judge, until she's home, she ain't home. The judge ordered the 16-year-old, now she's 16, went in there when she was 14. Ordered the 16-year-old Connecticut girl who was taken. She wasn't taken, she was kidnapped. She was stolen right in front of the parents. Wasn't taken, she was stolen. She was kidnapped. Right there in front of her family. Imagine that if that was your daughter that night, knowing you had to go home and your daughter has been taken away from you and you can't see her and you're not allowed to talk to her. Yeah. I would be in jail with assault charges. I can tell you that. I can pretty much say I would go nuts. I would go ballistic. They'd have to taser me. They'd probably have to shoot me. But there's no excuse for what they did. And now they think that they're just going to, well, okay, fine, now she's free. Nothing more to see here. Everybody go home. No. Not with me, anyway. I'm not going to let you get away with it. There's no excuse for this crap. And it's still going on. And these people know they can get away with it. This government has gotten so powerful, they can get away with anything, and they know it. That's why they get these spins people to get up there, these stupid press conferences, which are a joke. They can say whatever the hell they want to. Oh, the president doesn't give himself enough credit. Really? Doesn't give himself enough credit. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Can you? I mean, can Hollywood do this? I don't think so. But this is the stuff that we're living in. This is real. This isn't a fairy tale. This ain't something you see in the movies. I wish it was. Because I can leave the theater. But you can't. You're stuck in the theater. Nothing you can do. You can't get out. Well, yeah, we can. We need to turn the film off. That's what we need to do. We need to get up into that control booth and smash the living hell out of that damn projector. Set the son of a bitch on fire. Movie's over. Everybody go home. There'll be a new movie tomorrow. Jesus, God Almighty. I mean, it keeps getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. But I'm not going to give up on this. This is wrong. You don't kidnap kids, man. You don't do that. And vets, you get a doctor. They still don't. Farting around in Congress. Trying to figure out who to get the blame. Who cares? We'll figure out the blame. We know who the blame is. We'll get to the blame. You should have already had an FBI investigation, first of all, and you should already know. Plus, you knew all the stuff that was going on before he even took office. So, yeah, do I blame a little bit of the Bush administration? Got to. Got to blame them all. All the administrations, government. It's government. It's the people allowing the government to get away with it. So it's not just the government's fault. It's our fault, too. We got to take responsibility, man. It's my fault. I got to admit it. Hey, growing up, man, I didn't have to think about this crap. I didn't have to worry about this crap. Come on, man. I mean, you know, I got into the age where I started paying attention a little bit to news, even though it bored the hell out of me. So I didn't have to worry about anything. I lived in a free country. We had a constitution. I learned it in school. We got Ronald Reagan. He cleaned up the mess that Carter screwed up. So the country's on the right track. Patriotic. We're strong. Russians are afraid of us. The whole world is afraid of us. We are a true superpower. Why should I have to worry about anything? Well, that's when all this stuff started happening, was in the 80s. That's how government works, man. It's like a slow-moving virus, man. Gets into your system and slowly brews. Just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Starts with one. And then that one turns into two. And they get another one, and another one, and another one, and another one. They start to fester. Start to expand. Start to grow. We need to get them out. But I'm glad finally, somebody said, okay, this girl can go home. Well, Mr. Pelletier, I certainly hope. I do understand that you're relieved. I do understand right now you are overjoyed. You're going to finally probably get some sleep. This will be the only night you're going to get to sleep for a while. Because when she comes home, you're not going to be able to sleep. You're going to want to be spending every waking hour. But I certainly hope that you get enough strength. That you sue the living hell out of these people. What they did to your daughter, they have done for, this has been going on since the 80s. This stuff isn't just brand spanking new. Some of the information's hard to find, but once you start, you know, digging in, you can find stuff, man. Look, I do understand that some children need to be taken away from their parents. I get it. We all get it. Everybody gets it. But you can't do it because you want to keep your job so you can get a bonus. So you can do some cockamamie test. People are not lab rats. If they volunteer for it, okay, that's fine. Last resort, you know, last ditch effort. Got some incurable disease and you got some, you know, doctor that's 7 months out of medical school who's just a whiz who knows everything. He's got a cure. You want to sign up for it? That's your body, man. But to take a child and then to blame it on medical neglect of the parents, meanwhile they locked the child up in a room by herself with no contact, can't speak to her family, can't speak to anybody, and when she does, she's speaking to a nurse that's slapping her and pushing her, humiliating her. Did she get her medication that was helping her? No. She was able to walk. She was able to even ice skate. Was she the most coordinated? No. Was she the most this? No. But she was living life like a normal child. That's the point. Okay, she's got some medical issues. Well, father did everything he could to go out there and get the best medical attention for his daughter. And because he dared to disagree with a punk ass 7 months out of medical school? So I'd like to see the results of this test. Is she cured now? Since they needed to take away Justina, this needs to go to court. Mr. Pelletier, you need to take this to court. And not just for Justina, but for all the thousands of other children. Hundreds of thousands. God only knows it's probably been in the millions if they've been doing this for 20, 30 years. I know it sucks, Mr. Pelletier, but you got to do this. You got to do it. There needs to be a serious investigation. Do we have a Justice Department? Do we got an Attorney General? Is he somewhere? Is he on vacation? Where is he? Where is our Attorney General? Doesn't want to get involved? He's too busy? Huh? Well, if we can impeach this president, maybe we can get a real Attorney General. This needs to go to court. Same with the veterans, what's going on there. Every single one of those people. I don't care if your boss told you to do it or not. Look. Every single one of those guards in those towers at Auschwitz were doing what they were told to do too. They didn't have to climb up there. They didn't have to throw them Jews in them ovens. You did not have to put those people on a list, knowing full well that they're never going to get any medical attention. Some of these people can't afford a doctor. This is all they got. And you put them on a list to die. Well, that's murder. That's attempted murder, depending on whether they died or not. People need to go to jail for this. But where's our president? Well, he's golfing. He had to go golfing. Well, I'm glad you had a nice vacation. Nice weekend there, Mr. President. Are you refreshed now? Huh? You rejuvenated? Feel like getting back to work? I mean, my God. I'm sorry, you could have called up that stupid university in Irvine, California. I said, look, guys, yeah, you know, we got all kinds of stuff going on here, man. Iraq is being overtaken by Al-Qaeda. I got a whole bunch of veterans who still don't have a doctor. We lost a bunch of emails. We got all kinds of stuff going on over here. Lose emails. And see, you know what? This is one thing that I know I'm digressing all over the damn place. God only knows where we're going to end up tonight. I'm going to try to follow the script. That's what I need to do. We need to follow the script. We got a lot of work to do here. But we're going to get into the IRS. But since we're here, these missing emails, and now you've got this so-called CYA email, which is, what did she say now? What the hell was that now? Oh, something like things like this happen or stuff happens or something like that. Okay, she did this was done deliberately. What they did, they had all these emails. And then somebody came up and said, you know what, Lois? Hey, look, you know, all these emails, man. All this stuff connects to the White House. And you see what happens is, you know, if this blows up in our face, well, we've got to protect the president. So those emails had to be destroyed. Well, they destroyed them, but they don't realize that they're on some kind of something. So she tried to cover her butt. Or somebody did it from the White House, tried to cover the president's butt. I'm pretty sure it was probably a combination thereof. That's the role of government. Cover your butt. That's it. That's the only role that you have in government. Well, they did this little hocus-pocus here with the computers. Just the amount of time that they had, the years that they needed. And so they write on there, in 2000, this was done in 2011. So they realize, okay, well, we've got a bunch of incriminating emails here that go straight to the White House. We've got to zap them. And then we'll do a follow-up email, and oh, gee, thanks. Glad you did everything you could, but, you know, stuff like this happens. Oh, well. Okay, now we covered our butt. Oh, well, that ain't going to work. One, they're somewhere, and they can be found. But that was done deliberately even back then. That is even more evidence now that they knew what they were doing was wrong. That's an admission of guilt. They're guilty right there. I'd like to know why they're not in front of a grand jury right now. No more hearings. Look, I know hearings are important, yada, yada, yada. But the problem is that there's nothing that follows them. There's no action taken from a committee hearing. What? Oh, we finally got a vote that we're in contempt. Oh. Okay, and that means what? It doesn't seem to have any weight. What is it doing? Well, it's sitting in the Justice Department. Doing what? Well, collecting dust. But why? Well, that's what a contempt of Congress charge does. Unless, of course, you're a Republican, and then, of course, you'd already be impeached. Congress, you do have the power to impeach. I'm sorry, they're crier of the House, but you're going to have to wipe them tears. Put out your cigarettes. Get out of the tanning booth. And you're going to have to start getting some real hearings going. Impeachment hearings. We need to get it going now. The country is, we're falling off the cliff. Okay, we've got to put an end. Okay, we got to put an end to it. It's like one of those rides that's spinning around and around and around in a circle. It's on auto, and you can't shut it off. We need to shut it off. We're all going to get dizzy and pass out. I know that's what they want. That's their master plan. But it's not mine. I don't want it. Please, Mr. Boner, will you stop this ride? And Mr. Pelletier, you need to take these people to court for what they did. I don't know how you can do it. You need finances. I'm pretty sure that you put up something, people will donate. This needs to be done. This is important, Mr. Pelletier. I know you're not listening, but the point is, what they did to your daughter, they have done for far too long. And they're doing it today. And they're going to continue doing it. This Obamacare calls for more of it. We need to put an end to it. This is not what a civilized people do. This is not civilized. This is barbarian. That's exactly what it is. What the hell are they doing? All right, well, again, I'm glad she's coming home. But until she's home, and God only knows how long that the government's going to keep their little tabs on her, which they've got no reason to do. They stay the hell away from them. But I definitely like to hear from this DCF, let us know their status report, and find out, hey, you know, is she cured? Is she out of that wheelchair? Huh? She back to ice skating? Is she cured? What's your status report? What did you do to her? I do believe the parents have the right to know what you did to their daughter. The citizens of this country have a right to know what you did to her, to our sister. You damn Skippy, we do. You damn right we do. Look, these are our children. We cannot be having our government take whoever they want and do whatever they want to with them. And we don't have the right to talk to them? Find out, hey, what are they doing to you? Are they giving you medication? Well, how's it going? You can't say anything. And once a week, maybe for an hour, heavily supervised, and if you say anything medical, you get taken away in handcuffs. She wrote a note. She passed a note off to her father saying they hit her. My God, right then and there when that note came out, why was there not an investigation to find out, first of all, is this note really legitimate or not? I'm more than likely, I believe it more than likely that it was. But the fact is, it should have been an investigation. They didn't even bother to pay attention to it. Didn't even care. Why didn't the cops go there? You know that a child is being beaten. That's child abuse. Why aren't you there investigating it? Why was there no police? Why was there not the FBI? Why was the governor? Why was the judge who ordered this girl to go into this place? Why did he not conduct or have an investigation conducted? Why didn't somebody conduct an investigation to find out? Is she really being hidden? Is she really being tortured in some way? Is she being abused? What are they doing to her? Why were they afraid to conduct that investigation? I don't know. I have no idea. This is tyranny. This is what it brings. And Obamacare is just going to bring more of it to more children. And to more families are going to have to put up with this. You can't take your child to school anymore. You make a gun with your fingers, you get kicked out. You have a paperclip in your hand, you get locked up and thrown in jail. That's a weapon. Well, when she's home, good. And Mr. Pelletier, once again, I know I sound like a broken record. We're going to have to move on here. But you got to take these people to court for what they did and what they have done and what they're continuing to do. We need to put an end to it. We need to stop this. All right, before I get into the scuttlebutt of the day, again, I know, my God, we're never going to get there. I tried getting into this last night, and I never even came close. But this was what I was supposed to start off with last night. But Saturday was Flag Day, which is the day that, you know, you raise your flag. Some people raise different flags. Some people raise the Betty Ross flag. Some people raise, you know, the Gadsden. Some people raise this. You know, it's a flag. It's Flag Day. You raise your flags. The American flag. Well, the Democrats, and this goes to show you just how out of touch, just how beyond understanding of really what, not only what they're saying, just even more proves how phony these people really are. They sent out a tweet on Saturday, and it said, Happy Flag Day. And they had a child on there, which looked, you know, I'm not going to try to bring this into a race or anything, but he looked like, you know, Mexican-ish, Hispanic-ish. I guess to rub it into the Republicans because they hate Hispanics. No, we don't. But with all this illegal immigration, they got to show their support for all the illegal immigrants coming over here in horrible conditions, bringing their diseases, getting us sick, getting them sicker. Got our Border Patrol now is changing diapers. No. And these people are taking advantage of our laws, and this president is allowing it. This administration is allowing it. We are facilitating it. I'm sorry, but that does break the preamble right there, the very first sentence. It's a twofer. It is certainly not providing the common defense, nor is it promoting the general welfare, not for the American people and certainly not for them. But does it matter? No, because those are new Democrat voters. That's right, immigrants. You're not being brought over here to be citizens. You're being brought over here to be voters. You're a vote. That's it. You're nothing but a vote. You're being used. But getting back to Flag Day, these idiots, they send out a tweet. A Flag Day tweet. They got a child there. And he's got, it looks like he's wrapped around this, well, it's red, white, and blue. But it's not the American flag. What it was bunting, we found out. They can't find an American flag anywhere. The Democrats don't have them. Oh, that's right, it's racist. Just like the Confederate flag. Which that Confederate flag does not mean slavery, by the way, just so people know. But that's what you're told that it means, when it doesn't. And since you're told that's what it means, well, then that's what it means. You heard it on the news. I heard it too. We both heard it. It's right there. They said Hillary Clinton's smart. She's the smartest person in the world. She's done so much. She's so intelligent. And she's laughing now about getting off this man who raped a 12-year-old girl. She thought that was funny. Now I know people need defense. But if you're proud that you got a person who raped a 12-year-old girl off, time served in the county jail, you feel good about that, you're in the wrong profession. You're missing the point. I'm sorry, but this woman is not competent. She is a crooked lawyer, which should have been disbarred. But she wasn't. She never got anywhere without her husband. She never got into a law firm until she was, you know, never got to that Rose Law Firm until her husband made attorney general. And then when he becomes governor, look at this, she makes partner. Yeah. This woman is crooked. She's incompetent. She can't do anything. But order people around the Secret Service. She has a fit if the Secret Service doesn't carry her luggage. She did that as First Lady. That was the very first thing. She didn't understand that the Secret Service is there to protect her, not to carry her luggage. This is not a nice person. She's not competent. She has no business. She has no business being in the White House. She has no business being in government. The only business she has is to be in jail for a whole host of crimes this woman has committed. Well, I mean, if these people, these Democrats can't find an American flag anywhere, although I guess their supporters that would see it, they probably wouldn't know the difference. But what it was stripes. A red stripe, a white stripe, a blue stripe with white stars in the middle, then another white stripe and a red stripe. So it was bunting. That stuff you see, in a baseball game on the side or you know wherever. But they can't find an American flag. Nowhere. No Democrat has one. Well, that's right. They burned them all. That's probably why they had to go to bunting. They burned all the American flags. That probably explains it right there. All right, now, the scuttlebutt of the day, this Benghazi terror suspect. You really wanted to be happy for the last prisoner of war coming home, but you couldn't, obvious reasons. You want to be happy this suspect was caught. But you can't. First of all, they knew where he was, and that Atkinson, that reporter that was fired from CBS or ABC, whatever. This is what happens in those three networks. If you start reporting the truth, well, you're going to have to find another job. You're going to have to go over to Fox. They'll take those truth tellers. Well, she did say it. And as a matter of fact, I think I did report. Matter of fact, I know I did. Might have even had a clip. But she reported it. And I reported it. That she reported it. That the administration has known where they were for a long time. They knew if they could get them. CNN goes out there. CNN, first of all. Now, this is what I don't understand. CNN. Okay, I'm sorry, but CNN gets to the Benghazi scene before our FBI, before our military, before anybody. CNN gets to this terror suspect and has an interview with him. And I got a clip here to prove it. Has an interview with this guy in a coffee shop in Benghazi. Where is our intelligence? Where's our CIA? Where's our, where's our government? Where are we? If CNN and Fox had a rapport with them, I mean, all these news agencies are out there talking to this guy. Where's our government? I mean, doesn't the president watch CNN? He had to have found out about it, right? I mean, we know the president gets his, his news. He gets it from television. He likes CNN. Maybe he wasn't watching that day. He might have been golfing or something when they had that report on. Who knows? He might have been in a fundraiser, which he went to another one yesterday or the day before, whenever. I mean, does this guy understand that his job is more than fundraising and campaigning and giving climate speeches? A commencement speech, you have to talk about climate change? You don't have anything more interesting than climate change and blaming the deniers? And so now these students are supposed to just believe it. Well, the president, he went out there and he said it. So now I can't be a denier. Kind of an inappropriate speech, first of all. especially since this guy obviously doesn't understand the science himself. He's going to sit here and lecture me? The students should have just, everybody should have just got up and walked out. But I don't buy this suspect for 1 second, this timing. Now let's get into this here. This is, and I'm not going to call him by his name. We're going to call him Terrorist X. I don't think any of these terrorists should have their names reported over the air. None of them. I don't care if they're dead or not. They shouldn't get any recognition. They shouldn't get any acknowledgement other than a bullet in the head. And that's it. That's your acknowledgement. But during a joint U.S. military and law enforcement operation, where were you? It's taking you 2 years. Why is it taking these people so long? Oh, it wasn't politically expedient back then. They were still farting around with a video. Well, what I'm afraid of is what they're going to do. They're going to try to get this guy to claim it was a video. They're interrogating him now. God only knows if they're going to read him his Miranda rights, which he shouldn't be. You don't get Miranda rights. Miranda rights are for United States citizens, not for terrorists. They don't get any rights at all. Nothing. They get the right to die, pay for what they did. I'll give them that, but other than that, no. I'm not interested in giving them any other rights. But we got to do it. We got to give them rights. Let him pray 45 times a day and chant, and God only knows what they come up with. Well, it's religious. I got to do it. Yeah, here's your pork sandwich and shut up. Well, Mr. Terrorist X was finally captured. Now he's going to face prosecution in the United States. Now, here's another thing. First of all, these people should not be allowed to come in to step foot into the United States soil. That's disgraceful. They shouldn't be allowed on United States soil, ever. They should go straight to Guantanamo and then straight to a grave. He's on board ship right now. I say we have another Bin Laden moment and throw the son of a bitch overboard. Let the sharks eat him. But that's me. Well, he was thought to be one of these big ringleaders in there, and he's trying to downplay that he didn't have, you know, that big of a role, because he still knows that they were out looking for him, but he was walking around Benghazi just living his life, yeah. Here comes CNN, and they find him. Oh, yeah, hey, can we have an interview? Sure, let's go to this coffee shop over here. We'll have some coffee, have a Danish, we'll have a great old time. CNN in Benghazi. A coffee shop. They're a hotel. Talking to one of the men that was there. Did he rape the ambassador or not? We don't know. He said he suffocated because the ambassador was trying to set fire to a bunch of documents. We're never going to know exactly what happened with the people that died. At this point, I hate to say, what difference does it make, but the fact is they were killed. They were murdered. How and what they did to kill them, to me, it's irrelevant. The fact is that they did kill them, and they need to be killed too. But knowing full well that our government knew where this guy was, we knew where he was. We knew where Mr. Bergdahl was. We knew where everybody was. We didn't go get Mr. Bergdahl until it was politically advantageous. We didn't go get this guy now. Until it became politically advantageous, he's got to get his name out of the news. He's had a bad week. The VA is blown up. Iraq is blown up. Everything's blowing up. The planet's blowing up because, you know, of all these Republican Koch brother Tea Partier climate deniers. Which, okay, let's just think about this for a second. Let's just say. Okay, let's say that everybody all of a sudden agrees, okay, there's man-made global warming. Okay, now does that mean that it's fixed? What does that mean? Why is it so important that I should believe in something that doesn't exist and there's no evidence to really support it other than models that a scientist makes up who gets paid by grant money to come up with these models? Please, come on. But one source said that he didn't even know what hit him. Boom, happened just like that. There was no firefight, nothing. Boom, boom, boom. Just a small special forces team came in there. An FBI agent just walked in, boom, got him and got out. And Obama said in a written statement, maybe he was on the golf course when he wrote it, we don't know. No matter how long it takes, we will find those responsible and we will bring them to justice. Really, Mr. President, you've known where this guy was for a long time. CNN's known for over a year. They've all known. Fox has known. They've all had interviews. Why haven't you had an interview with him? A military tribunal. I sentence you to death. Why didn't you do that? I don't know. I'd still like to know why Bush didn't try some of these. I'm still pissed that Taliban 5 was even alive to be traded. Look, if you didn't really want to try them and convict them and kill them and execute them, well, look, they could have come up with some kind of disease. You could have injected them with something and all five of them get something different. You could have found a way to kill him, and that's what you should have done. People like that shouldn't be allowed to be on Earth. Period. But that's the coward way out. The brave thing would have done, would have said, hey, look, you're going to do this to us, we're going to do this to you. And we should have hung him. And we should have done it live. Let the whole world see it. That, Mr. President, put that on C-SPAN. Oh, we're going to put all this stuff on C-SPAN. We're going to have everything. We're going to have all these meetings on C-SPAN because we're so transparent. Yeah. Right. Well, the president wanted to thank the painstaking efforts of our military, our law enforcement and intelligence personnel. Shut up. I mean, this guy thinking anybody. Just this guy speaking just irritates the living hell out of me. Press secretary, a rear admiral, which I'd like to know why a rear admiral is a Pentagon press secretary. Look, I know it's a Pentagon, but I mean, a rear admiral, I mean, ugh. Whatever. But this John Kirby, and I, you know, look, I know it's the Navy, but this guy's a worm. We call this terrorist a key figure in the attacks. Okay. He's a key figure. You've known where he was. Why didn't you go get him? Why did he not go get him? Well, the mother, where is that? Here it is. Now, here's another thing that he said before we get to the mother. At the time, he claimed he was just directing traffic and he was looking after the fellow militia members guarding the complexes. Oh, yeah, I'm just one of these guys directing traffic. Yeah, go kill that guy over there. Go rape this guy over here. Go shoot this guy over here. Go launch that RPG over there. The fact that you were there, whether you shot a shot or not, that's aiding and abetting. That's part of the deal. You were part of the attack. You're guilty. You hang. The guy offered no remorse. Why would he have remorse? They live for this stuff. Well, there was a briefing Tuesday, which was today. The State and Defense Department officials were questioned repeatedly on why reporters were able to get in touch with this terrorist X after the attack, but U.S. forces apparently were not. And this Mr. Kirby, this is his response. Well, terrorists, they go to great lengths to evade capture. Yeah. They go to coffee shops and have interviews with CNN. They go to great lengths to evade capture. And it can be complicated process trying to get at them. Oh, it can be complicated as hell. Yeah, how complicated is it? Hey, Mr. Terrace, I'm CNN. You want to go to this coffee shop over here? Have an interview? Sure, I'll go have an interview with CNN. Now, that's complicated. What matters is that we've got him. Yeah, 2 years too late, and you've only got him to take the heat off of everything else facing this administration. And Sean Smith's mother, who was Sean Smith? Well, he was one of those that were killed from this guy. He may not have pulled the trigger. He may not have been absolutely positively responsible, but he was there. If he hadn't have been there, his friends hadn't have been there, Sean Smith would be here, but he's not. She said, it's wonderful that they finally caught him, but I really wanted to know, first of all, is that if the news outlets were able to interview this guy, why did it take so long for the United States? We don't know. She also went so far as to suggest that the White House just didn't want to get him in the first place. That's right. That's one of Obama's friends. He's probably pissed off. Hey, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry I had to arrest you, but, you know, these people are all over me, man. So, you know, just hang out here. You know, the Justice Department, we'll feed you. We'll take care of you. We'll take care of you. Don't worry. And we'll go through the United States courts and we'll find a loophole. We'll find a way to get you off. Time served. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of you. You'll be back on the battlefield in no time. Jesus, God Almighty. I mean, what side is this guy on? What side of Al-Qaeda is this guy on? What side of America is this guy on? I mean, he seems like he's double-crossing everybody. Does he have any friends throughout the world? Does the United States even have an ally anymore? I mean, we've pissed away just about everybody. I mean, we still got England a little bit, but maybe Australia, but everybody else, we're pissing off. We're pissing ourselves off. Well, at one point she started to cry, said that they don't care. She said they don't give a damn. Well, they give a damn now, Mrs. Smith, because, see, it's become politically advantageous. So here's a clip here now. This is from August of 2013. Arwa Dawson from CNN interviewed this creep. This is just parts of it. And it's pretty, you know, explains a little bit here of what's going on. So go ahead and play this cut. Let's get this one.
How easy was it for you to track him down?
Pretty easy, Becky. This is not a man who is in hiding. And, of course, we're not the only ones who spoke to him. There have been a number of print outlets, including the New York Times, that have interviewed him in the 10, 11 months since that attack took place. His demeanor was fairly confident. He arrived at that location with an entourage of around half a dozen members of one of the Islamist units that is, in fact, part of the Libyan security forces. So this is a man whose whereabouts most certainly are known, at the very least, to the Libyans. He himself said that he has a very close relationship with a number of Libyan commanders. So, of course, it begs the question that why has he not been spoken to just yet, if not being directly accused of being involved in the attack? At the very least, he doesn't deny being on the premises. He most certainly is a key witness to what took place that night, Becky.
Exactly. Well, anyway, getting back to this, what's her name, Susan Atkinson, or whatever her name is, the reporter that was fired. Now she's kind of on Fox every now and then. But she said that they knew where they were. Everybody knew that the government knew where these people were. Why didn't they go get them? And why are they getting them now? We got the IRS blowing up. He lost emails. We got all this mess with Benghazi. We got all this mess with Fast and Furious and everything else. Obamacare, that's still a mess. President has had, I cannot believe how many scandals this president has had. How do you have this many scandals? I know, look, the government's government, they're going to have scandals. But not this many. And certainly not the amount, I'm looking for the right word here. Not the level of scandals. Fast and Furious was giving weapons to the Mexican drug cartels. The Mexican drug cartels putting weapons into their hands, untraceable. They didn't even bother looking for him until it was too late. Benghazi putting weapons in the hands of Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram. That also became too late and blew up into their face. The IRS, stimulus packages. Yeah, that's right. That stimulus package was criminal. Almost $1 trillion taken from the American taxpayer and given to his campaign donors so they can get a bonus check after they open up a green business that has no intent of conducting business, and they run it into the ground and take your money. I wonder what they did with those bonus checks. I wonder what they did with all of that taxpayer money. Not one shovel-ready job. Obamacare. Look at all these scandals that we have. And the VA. The DCF. Iraq now. Blowing up. It's time to get somebody real and put them in charge. This guy's not for real. Now, everybody's an ideologue. I don't care who you are. If you're a human being, you're an ideologue. No other way to get around it. But this ideology that this president is, I guess, has, I don't like it. I don't trust it. I don't find it safe. Not just for me, but for the entire country. Not just for the people, but for the country itself. We still have over 92 million people out of work. They don't have a job. they're struggling to put food on the table. And this guy wants to golf. The veterans still don't have a doctor. This guy wants to golf. We're going to play a little song here for a little bit here. Then we're going to come back. We're going to open up my treasure chest and get back into this. I know I played this song a million times, but we're going to play it again. This is Lynyrd Skynyrd, and This Is Not My America.
Sometimes I want to light up underneath the no smoking sign. Sometimes I wish they'd tell me how justice got so blind. I wish they'd just leave me alone, 'cause I'm doing alright. You can take your change on down the road and leave me here with mine. 'Cause that ain't my America, that ain't this country's roots. You wanna slam old Uncle Sam, but I ain't letting you. I'm mad as hell and you know I still bleed red, white, and blue.
Not my America. I don't know whose it is, but it certainly ain't mine. I don't want it. Take it back. All right, let's open up my treasure chest here. See what kind of booty we can plunder tonight here. God only knows. Who the hell knows? All right. More missing emails from the IRS. Well, of course. Not just hers, there's six other people. And why would that be? Well, they had incriminating information on there, too. We got to protect the king. look, hey, the king, we, you know, we can't embarrass the king now. Obama, he just can't stop releasing people. Well, I was going to get into this a couple of nights ago, but that never happens. Will we get into it tonight? I don't know. But he's already released 12 more of these jihadis from the Afghan prison. Look, I know you want to get out. I know you want to end these wars. Everybody wants to end these wars. They don't want to end the war. You may want to end it, but they don't. The war is on. There's only one way to end this war, and that's to end it. I know it sucks, but it's going to take the world. Again, this is a world problem, not just a Middle East problem, an Iraq problem, an American problem. It's a world problem. Jihad is all over the world. We have to put an end to it. And now we have all these pro bono attorneys that are representing all these thousands of kids coming over here. They just can't wait. And these are not, just, you know, the schlubs. These are prestigious attorneys. Where the hell is this country coming? Where are we going? What are we doing? This should be frowned upon. Look, we got no trouble with people coming over here. That's not the problem. But it's the way you're coming over here and why you're coming over here. How you're coming over here. You're not coming over here to be a citizen. You're coming over here to be a vote, and that's it. That's a shame. School kids are now being suspended for carrying paper clips. I mean, it never stops in these schools. Can the schools get back to teaching? Can the teachers get back to teaching? I wonder if we can do that. Well, they haven't been taught themselves. They don't know. They're not there to teach. They're there to program. That's teaching to them, programming. Well, children aren't computers. You can't type in what you want and expect it to work. Not indoctrinate, but teach. Which means you're going to have to learn the material before you can teach. Which means you're going to have to study. You're going to have to learn things like truth and fact and history and math. And hopefully if we got time tonight, I want to get into this. And if we don't get into this tonight, we're definitely going to get into it tomorrow. It's called The Dirty Dozen. There's a story here of 12 bad teachers, and it shows just what these teacher unions will do to protect their teachers. Look, again, nobody has a problem with workers being represented and workers being protected. Fine. There's other ways to be protected. And if you don't want to join the union, you should not have to. If you want that protection, it's worth it to you, then do it. And if it's not worth it to you, then don't. But you shouldn't be forced into it. And if you are in a union, these unions will stop at absolutely nothing to protect their teachers. 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 These are the people. The first people that your child away from home. Really. I mean, he's going to grow up with teachers. All his life. Growing up as a child. Boom, boom, boom. Teacher, teacher, teacher. Well, they have a big impact on them. Well, teachers need to be held at a pretty high standard. If they're going to be, the first, outside teachers other than their parents and be with them, until they're out of school, teachers need to be at a higher level, especially at a young age. And if they're doing things that are very inappropriate, yeah, they should be fired, period. You can't fire a teacher. New York still has over 50,000 teachers sitting in rubber rooms. They're not allowed in the classroom, but they can't be fired. So the taxpayers have to pay for these 50,000 teachers. Get full benefits, full salary, and they got to show up, and they read magazines in a room, and they get paid. And then they're able to retire and get their pension. And they can't be fired. Well, if you're not allowed in the classroom, that's firing. You're fired. You should not get paid for getting fired. Not for nothing. Well, this story here is, there's 12 of them. And the stuff that these teachers were allowed to get away with and not be fired. And they're allowed to teach again. And finally, they get caught after raping another kid. And, well, now they're in jail. But you can't fire them. You can throw them in jail if you catch them red-handed. And you got all the evidence that proves that they're guilty, but you can't fire them. So I wonder if these teachers are still collecting a paycheck in jail. God only knows what kind of union contract they have. But there needs to be lines when it comes to unions protecting their workers. I'm sorry. But you have to be able to fire a teacher. You have to be able to fire people. Yeah, you do need to have good cause, and you do need to show good cause. You need to present it. I understand that. No one has a problem with that. But when the evidence is presented and you still protect them from getting fired, then no, that's unacceptable. All right, let's get into this. These missing emails here from this Lois Lerner, which you know for a fact, I'm sorry, but there's no way you can convince me. They knew, they screwed up, they realized they had incriminating information. Direct straight to the White House. They're going to play cover-up. They tried to zap it out. They thought that they were going to be slick about it. Now, this woman, I mean, this shows how just, I mean, this woman knows. This Lois Lerner knew full well what she was doing. And then when she realized she was about to get caught, she goes out there and has a question planted. And, oh, by the way, yeah, we were targeting, you know, Tea Partiers. Oh, hee hee, ho, ho. She's still drawing a pension. Why is she allowed to get one red cent? I'm sorry, look. At this point, we've got enough evidence to know that she did something criminal. She's already in contempt. She should not be allowed to accept one red cent. Now, if she can prove her innocence, fine. We'll give you that back pay. But if you don't know, the taxpayer should not have to pay for you. After what you did to them, you don't deserve to get paid. You have done nothing to get paid. You don't get paid. The taxpayers do not pay you. If you can prove your innocence, fine. We'll give you your back pay. But where's your innocence? You haven't spoken. Well, that's right. You did give a speech which says you did nothing wrong. And then you plead the fifth after you speak. Well, see, Democrats can do that, see, because they don't understand the law. Whatever law that they need at the time is the law that is. As long as it benefits them, then they're fine. They can make the rules up. They can make the laws up right on the fly. They don't, you know, they don't need a Congress. They're Democrats. What the hell do they need a Congress for? They don't need a Constitution. But now they can't find these emails from six more employees. Uh, Well, the IRS recently informed Ways and Means Chairman. I mean, I hate to laugh, but I mean, if you're going to be doing, you know, funky stuff, you got to be able to cover your tracks a little better than this group. I mean, these people are terrible. They're going to blame an embassy blowing up, a whole bunch of injuries, four people lose their lives, an ambassador gets raped and cattle prodded, burnt. If you can't come up with something better than a video to defend your illegal weapons transfers, then you've got no business transferring any kind of weapons. I mean, you need to have the spin already in place. I mean, these people are stupid. I mean, if they can't come up with it, and you're going to try to blame it on a computer crashing. Which, first of all, one of those, the IT guy should have told her, sweetheart, that ain't going to work. So maybe he was in on it. Maybe she paid him a couple of bucks, and he says, okay, I'll play along with the email game with you. Well, Dave Camp, which is the Ways and Means chairman, all these chairmen and ways and means, we need to change our ways and change our means. Why do we need a committee on that? I don't know. We got a committee and subcommittee on everything. How about getting a veteran a doctor? We got a committee on that? Well, we got a committee to form a committee. Get them a doctor. Well, Dave Camp and the subcommittee chairman, Charles Bustani, said the computer crashes resulted in additional lost emails, including Nicole Flax, which, remember her? She was in on a lot of this crap, too. Oh, yeah. Yeah, her and Lois, they were working together, boy. They were in on it, boy. They were working hard, man. The chief of staff to former IRS commissioner Stephen Miller, not the musician, he was fired, but they got her. And why was this Stephen Miller fired? Why did he have to take the heat? Why did he have to take the heat, not Lois Lerner? Yeah, I'm pretty sure he knew what was going on, but doesn't seem to really, this guy really participated in any of the activities. So they fired somebody who had nothing to do with it. I'm sure they probably paid him off. He probably got himself a nice fat severance check in there. He got all kinds of stuff. He's all right. They took care of him. And Bustani are now demanding a special prosecutor to investigate every angle, that's in quotations, every angle of the events that led to Lois Lerner's revelation in May of 2013. That the agency had used inappropriate criteria to review the applications for tax exemption. Well, again, you're going to get a special prosecutor. Okay, well, who's going to give out that special prosecutor? Who's going to pick him? Oh, that's right, the Department of Justice. Who's in on it? Now, I understand Mr. Camp and Mr. Bustani. I understand the formalities. However, this Justice Department is involved in every scandal along with the White House. They're connected. They're involved in every one of them. Everything. This Justice Department is involved in everything. So you can't prosecute any of them. Because the Justice Department, well, no. There's nothing to see here. No. Well, we'll put it right here next to my contempt charge. Hmm. We don't need any more hearings. We don't need another special prosecutor. What we need are grand juries. We have got to do some impeachment here. We can impeach the Attorney General. You can do that, Congress. That's your job. We're there, okay? We're past the point. We don't need any more information. We don't need any more of this. We're past the point, okay? We need to go to work. If we're going to fix the country, we got to start now, because it's only getting worse by the day, by the minute. It doesn't stop. We got to put an end to it. No more. I don't want to. No more tweets. No more speeches. No more hearings. No more committees. No more subcommittees. I want grand juries. I want impeachments. I want people going to jail. That's what I want on all of these scandals. The VA, Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS. All of them. Every one of them. You can't even name all the scandals. Remember when you were a kid and you gave your buddy a titty twister? You say, name 10 candy bars, and you know 10 candy bars, but Well, that's what it feels like right here. You can't name them all. There's too many. But I gave you enough of them. I mean, Benghazi, that's enough. Fast and Furious is enough. IRS is enough. Obamacare is enough. Stimulus is enough. The immigration mess is enough. The VA is enough. The DCF is enough. The NSA is enough. Bergdahl is enough. These other 12 jihads is enough. All this stuff is enough. Every bit of it. Every time you turn around, every time this guy does something is enough. And now going, you've known where this terrorist X is, you've known where he's been, you've known where he was the whole time. But you waited for the right moment so you could swoop in, and, hey, look at me. I killed bin Laden, and I got the Benghazi terrorist. You got nothing. Zip it, Zippy. Well, now we've got Mr. Issa, which, I'm sorry, Mr. Issa. I was an ally. You were my guy. But I warned you. I warned you that I can't give you any more free passes than none of you. And you went out and you voted to allow the president to get a free checkbook. Here it is, Mr. President. This goes right along with your magic pen, which means you can write whatever the hell you want to, just so the Republicans can say, I told you so, after the country goes bankrupt, so they can win an election. Well, that's not what this is about. This is not about elections. I don't want to even hear that frickin' word anymore. I'm sick and tired of hearing election out of a politician. Politicians should not be allowed to say the word election when they are in office, period. Well, ISA has now subpoenaed to the IRS. Now, wait till we get to this. He subpoenaed everything. He's pissed. He wants everything. Well, look, good. I support you, what you're doing, Mr. ISA. But I still can't give you a free pass for what you did. But I will support, anybody who does something good. I'm not going to support you when you do something bad. So let's see what this actually does here. What are you going to do, this subpoena? Okay, that's fine. You're going to get these subpoenas. Maybe we might get something, maybe we won't. But let's say we do get all the information. What are you going to do after this hearing? What are you going to do with that, with all this information? What are you going to do? What is the follow-up? Well, we got to get a committee together to figure out what to do with the follow-up. Meanwhile, the clock is ticking, and this guy's going to get out of office. And now there's nobody in office left to impeach. So what did you? What are we actually going to accomplish here? What are we going to get? Huh? What are we going to accomplish? Well, the only way to accomplish anything is to set a precedent. Let the government know, period. The whole government, all of it, that if you're not going to follow our Constitution, you're not going to be let us be free Americans. You know, we're going to get rid of you. If you're going to kill our citizens, allow our citizens to die for you, and then you blame their death on a video to cover your ass, I'm sorry, but you got to go. This president actually belongs not only out of office, but in jail. I understand that'll never happen, but it should. But if we can't get him in jail, we can at least get him out of office. I do support, okay, fine, you want to have another hearing, have a hearing. Have away. Subpoena this, subpoena that. But have some action after. That's what I want. If you're going to bother having a hearing, I want to see some action. I want results. The American people want results. I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one who's this impatient. I know that for a fact. I do talk to other people from time to time. So I do know people are impatient, and rightly so. We should be impatient. We shouldn't be patient for this crap. Why should we continue to be patient for this? For what? What are we getting out of it? Well, we got 92 million people out of work. We got, you know, the BRAC is blowing up. Jihadis are moving in all over the place. All the rights are being taken away. Oh, yeah, this is fun. God, I love this. Hope and change. Well, Mr. Issa now has subpoenaed the hard drive. He subpoenaed everything. I've got a list here. And, hey, you know, I do support him, even though I'm still pissed at him for what he did. But I do support this. Even though we're not going to see any results after we get all this. Even if we do get it. Now the government, they can stall, they can bring it up the chain there at the Department of Defense. That'll sit forever. This can go on forever before it's finally done. And they can destroy, God only knows. That's why we need to go do impeachment. Miss Lerner needs to be put in front of a grand jury, and she's not allowed to plead the fifth. If she wants immunity, she's going to have to give up the president. She's going to have to give up the attorney general. And then we can give her immunity. And she's going to have to prove it. She's going to have to prove that the president, the attorney general, were in on it, which we all, I'm pretty sure, come on. I mean, it doesn't take very much to figure this stuff out. Come on. This stuff doesn't get done unless you have people like the president and attorney general involved in it. There are no such things as rogue employees. That's another thing. If you're gonna play, you're gonna come up with something. You gotta come up with something better than a couple of rogue employees from Cleveland. Cleveland? Oh, I might be able to see it from Cleveland, but I mean, come on. I mean, if you can't spin any better than this and you got no business doing the act and whatever it is that you're doing, then don't do anything. But this is what Mr. Issa is. I never got a chance to read this, so let's find out. I mean, this is all brand spanking new to me. This is what he has subpoenaed. This is what he wants. And there's a whole list here. All backup tapes, external drives, thumb drives, or other storage media the IRS used to capture, archive, backup, or otherwise record emails sent or received by Lerner from January 1, 2009 to September 23, 2013. I am exhausted. Jesus, God, that's one. We got a whole bunch more. All hard drives, external drives, thumb drives, and computers Lerner used from January 1 to September 2013. All electronic communication devices the IRS used are issued to Lerner. All electronic files, including but not limited to PST files, relating to the IRS email account. All documents and communications that Lerner printed and or stored for Federal Records Act compliance purposes. All documents and communications referring or relating to the production to any congressional committee or member of Congress of email communications sent or received by Lerner from January 1 to August 2nd, 2013, blah, 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 blah. Well, I hope that he gets it all. We're still waiting for documents from Fast and Furious. So, yeah. All documents and communications referring or relating to the creation of Enclosure 3 from the June 13 letter from Leonard Ousler to Senate Finance Committee Chairman Ron Wyden and Ranking Member Orrin Hatch, titled Description of IRS Email Collection and Production. All documents and communications between or among IRS employees and employees of any executive branch entity referring or relating to the IRS production of documents to Congress. All documents and communications referring or relating to the subpoena issued by the House Committee Oversight and Government Reform Treasury Secretary Jack Lew on August 2nd, 2013. They're not screwing around. All documents and communications referring or relating to the subpoena issued by House Oversight Koskian, I guess is how you pronounce his name, I don't know, on February 14th. These guys are not screwing around. Well, good for you. Good for you, Mr. Issa, even though I'm still pissed. But, again, I mean, you can support this. You can love it. Oh, this is a great idea. Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah, this is going to be great and wonderful. Yeah, we're going to get all this stuff. Oh, it's going to be great and wonderful. Oh, yeah, everybody's going to go to jail. We're going to turn the country. No, it's not going to happen. You can subpoena the frickin' moon. It doesn't mean you're going to get it. You got a Justice Department who's in contempt of Congress. What makes you think you're going to get any assistance? What makes you think you're going to get this stuff? This is my point. I applaud this kind of stuff. I do. I get it. I get that we have to have another investigation with Benghazi, another investigation with Fast and Furious, more with the IRS, more with Obamacare, more with the VA, more with the Taliban 5, more with Bergdahl. I get it. We need these, but we're not getting the results that we need in the time that we need them. That's the point I'm trying to make. Look, the jihadis are moving in and they're moving quick. I'm sorry, it sucks. We don't have the time to wait. We don't have the time. It's coming in, it's now. It's D-Day, H hour. It's time. Now. Now is the time. This is when it is, right now. We got to fight this stuff. And I'm sorry, Congress, but your stupid little committee hearings are great and wonderful, but there's no action that follow. They're meaningless. They're doing nothing. The country is sinking. Okay, we're taking on water. And the only way to shore our sides is we've got to impeach the president and the attorney general and anybody else involved in this administration that we can impeach. If we can put Ms. Clinton in jail, hey, that's a bonus. That's a bonus. But we have to impeach the president at least. And we must get rid of this attorney general. He must be impeached as well. There's far too many scandals, and these scandals are just far too big. These are not blue-stained dress scandals. People died. People are being affected. The country is not benefiting. No one's benefiting. The country is hurting. Every scandal this guy has, he has damaged this country. Obamacare, I'm sorry, that's not a success. That's not an achievement. You have put more people out of work with Obamacare than Bush ever even thought of. And that number is growing. But the media will not cover it. Why? Well, because it embarrasses the king. Come on. Can't embarrass the king. He's the king. All right, we're not going to have time to get into the teachers tonight, but we're going to get into it tomorrow because we got to get into this stuff. What's going on? I mean, it's an absolute crime of what's going on in our hospitals, in our schools, in our government, our whole society. When did this, it happened too quick. And I know, it's been going on for a long time, but no one noticed it. It's like when you get gray hair, and I know what that's like now. Damn it. But you never bothered to look, and all of a sudden you look in the mirror, and you're like, what the hell? Where the hell did all this come from? Well, that's what happens. Well, now we've got to dye the hair back. How we got here? Okay, fine. We can argue forever how we got here. It's irrelevant. What is relevant is what we do now. What do we do? Why we are here? We are here. Where do we go from here? What do we do next? Well, the first thing that we got to do is we've got to impeach this president. We've got to impeach this attorney general. We've got to put that secretary of state on the hot seat here. She's got to go to a grand jury, too, find out what the hell. I know we can't get the entire administration. We got to put that Valerie Goebbels in front of a hot seat, too, boy. She's got to get... We got to find out what the hell was going on there. Why was she in charge of the Situation Room? And if she was in charge, why wasn't she sending troops to go, like, help? Why was she on the phone with YouTube conducting spin operations? That's not the purpose for the Situation Room. It's not the spin room. It's the Situation Room. You see, that's where the president comes in and he tells his generals, okay, I want you to go bomb here, I want you to go bomb there, and I want you to go bomb here, and I want you to go bomb there. And I want you to kill every one of these sons of bitches along the way. That's the Situation Room. It's not to get on the phone with YouTube, you and your little dude. I mean, what was he? I mean, howdy doody? He's what, 14? He's making decisions in the Situation Room? Sit down there, Howdy, all right? Please. Dude, that was like 2 years ago, man. I can't remember that, man. Too many acid trips along the way, dude. That's what I want to know. Where was the president? Why can we still not find out where our president was? Why can we not get a TikTok on that? Well, we're afraid to ask because if we probe and we find out, you know, we might lose our job. And, you know, I really need this gig at the, you know, the newspaper here. I can't really, you know, probe into that. You know, it's the king, you know. But if he's a Republican, oh, yeah, we can ask all kinds of questions. Well, look, I'm not a real big fan of the Republicans as of late. Actually, as of a long time. Since the 90s, the early 90s. I really haven't been all that impressed. After Reagan, again. After Reagan left, I mean, that was it. The country, we realized, hey, man, we just gave up. We went to sleep. We said, hey, man, we had Reagan. We got a constitution. We're free. We're the strongest nation. We don't need to worry about this crap. And we didn't. And now we're having to pay a price for it. Okay, fine. Let's pay the price, and let's get back to work. Let's clean this mess up. We can worry about who's to blame later. And if you want to know who's to blame, we are all to blame. The government's to blame for doing it. And the American people are to blame for allowing the government to continue to do it, and we keep voting for more of it. The more we bitch about it, the more we vote for it. Doesn't make any sense to me, but we do. Why? I don't know. Can't figure it out. So we all have to take a big chunk of responsibility. Okay, fine. Now we've realized that we're responsible. Now what? Now let's get back to work. Well, what do we got to do? Well, we got to do a lot of stuff. First of all, before we can even start doing anything and understanding what freedom really is, freedom as an American, we can't be freedom as a Russian. We don't live in Russia. We can't be freedom as in Liechtensteinian. We don't live in Liechtenstein. We're American. We got to learn what it means to be a free American. Why did our country get formed in the way that it got formed? How did we get here? Why did we get here? What were the events leading up to it? Why is that so horrible to teach in our schools? I still have yet to figure this out, but it's racist, it's horrible. It's all about white people, and they hate black people, and they put them all in slavery. Newsflash, black people. Us white people, we don't hate black people, okay? And if there are some that do, all right. There's plenty of black people that hate white people. There's plenty of people that just hate people. But you have to go to that individual, not to the whole, because somebody fits into the right color group. I don't know. I just get so fed up with all this crap. It drives you nuts. Yeah, let's get into this here. One more story here, and then we got to turn this ship around and head back into port. Get some liberty call. Obama quietly releases 12 jihad terrorists. Those are his buddies. A U.S. defense official speaking on condition of anonymity. Look at that. I finally got that word out. I didn't stumble all over myself either. I'm getting better at this. A U.S. defense official speaking on condition of anonymity said that a Frenchman, a Kuwaiti, and 10 Pakistani prisoners were sent back to their respective home countries at the end of May. We didn't find out about it. Wonder why. The remaining detainees include a Yemeni, Tanzanian, more Pakistanis, and a Russian. They got a Russian over there. They want to try these people in the civilian court. Well, again, these are terrorists that were caught on the battlefield. I don't care if they're in Afghanistan. I don't care. Iraq. I don't care. It should be. Now, that's me. I know it's me. But I have things, you know, that, you know, certain principles and certain lines that I don't like crossed. None of these people should be allowed to step foot in our country, not on American soil, period. You can go so far to Guantanamo Bay, and that's as close to America that you can get. These people should not be allowed, and we should make it known. And all the terrorists that we know that we've got living in this country, don't give me this crap, we don't know that we know we've got people in this country that shouldn't be in this country, and we know who they are, where they are, and how to get them, but are we? No. Why? I don't know. I don't know. Somebody's making a lot of money, though. Obviously, they have to. We got to put an end to this. Again, if we're going to fix this problem, us as Americans, we have got to accept nothing less than what we want, not what the government wants. I don't care that the government wants to release these people. Those are our prisoners as Americans. Those are our prisoners. I'm sick and tired of the American people not having any. I know it's the way our government's set up, but a true republic does have a true democracy, which we're not really true anything. We're unique. I know there are certain things that, you know, you can't have the public involved in everything. I understand. I get it. I know we shouldn't have the, I know the American people will never get the opportunity to decide what to do with these prisoners, this and that. The point I'm trying to make is that these people, these terrorists. Now I forgot what the hell I'm talking about. Well, it doesn't really matter. It's late. It's done. Let's just turn this ship around. We got to come back in here tomorrow. There's a whole bunch more that we got to talk about anyway. Biden, he's running off at his stupid mouth again. We didn't get into that tonight, which is good, because I didn't want to get into it anyway. The guy irritates me. School kids, we got that. We got to get into that, the dirty dozen here of these 12 bad teachers. We're going to start off with that tomorrow. I think we'll start off with that tomorrow anyway. I still can't remember where I was going with that, but it doesn't really matter. These people should not be allowed to step foot on American soil, period. Conversation just ended. We should let them know about it. You're never going to come to America. And if you are here, you're going to leave. And still, why can't we tell those people crossing the border, no, you can't come in? You're in Mexico now. You got to go to the Mexico border patrol, not here. No. We should put our foot down. Hey, look, I know it's a humanitarian. I know it sucks. But we've got to put an end to it. Why can't Mexico take these people? Why do we have to take them? We should stop them some way before they get to the border. I'm sorry, but you're not coming in. Our president wants them to come in. Why? Well, he needs more votes. He needs another term. And if he's got enough votes, he can do it. He's got a pen. He's got a phone. He just needs more votes. And that's why you're coming over here. So I want to thank everybody listening here tonight, everybody in the chat room, everybody on their smartphones. Everybody's going to download later. Everybody for listening, thank you very much, and we will see you back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.
You feel that?